My brother, Caleb James, I have a few words for us.
Start with a word of prayer. Let's begin by reading a couple of verses. 1 Corinthians 4, we'll read verses 1 and 2. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And let's look over in Luke chapter 12. Luke's Gospel chapter 12. Just part of a verse, well-known part of a verse. Luke 12, verse 48, middle of the verse, says, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required." Well, I've been considering a little bit lately the subject of stewardship, and I've been wondering just how we as young people, younger Christians, can be faithful in what the Lord has given to us. How can we share what the Lord has given to us with others? A couple of years back, maybe about 3 years or so, I had a very compelling conversation with another young person in the assembly back home in Spokane. It took place one night after our weeknight meeting on Wednesday. And myself and this other younger brother were talking out in front of the meeting room. And I think we probably stood there talking for about 2 hours, just trying to encourage each other, trying to build each other up a little bit in the faith. And during that conversation, this other young person made a very jarring suggestion, I guess you could say, a statement. He said, "You know, I think that we, as a group of young people, are the most privileged group of young people in the history of this earth." Could that be that we are the most privileged group of young people in the history of this earth? That's a thought-provoking suggestion. Well, this brother went on to explain it a little more. He said, "Think about it just in a natural way." He said, "We've been raised in a very stable home. Most, if not all of us. We've been raised in a stable home where both the parents are involved, which is a real rarity in this day. We have countless opportunities when it comes to education and employment. We live a pretty comfortable life here in this country. We're able to come to conferences like this. We have the means for that kind of thing. But it's even much greater when we think of our spiritual privileges. We've been given the gift of eternal life, which is probably the greatest privilege that's common to all Christians. We've had tremendous exposure to the Word of God and to divine things in general, being raised in a Christian home. And we have a wealth of written and audio ministry at our disposal." You think about it in that way, and you can see why somebody might suggest that we're the most privileged group of young people in the history of the earth. "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required." We're not better than anybody else. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let's turn over to Psalms chapter 116. A few thoughts there. Psalms 116, verse 12. "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" That's a good question for all of us to ask ourselves. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Let's read the verses that follow. Verse 13, "I will take the cup of salvation and will call upon the name of the Lord." Verse 16, "O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant." Verse 17, "I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord." Verse 19, "In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord." These are expressions that would denote fellowship. Fellowship with God. And I just suggest that that would be perhaps the starting point of faithful stewardship. Fellowship with God. We got a good example of this in the life of our Lord on this earth. And it's intrigued me why we're given so little about the first 30 years of the Lord's life on this earth. Very, very little. Almost nothing. We're told a little bit about His birth. And we're given just an instance in the Lord's life when He was about 12 years old in the temple. Other than that, Scripture is silent on the first 30 years of the Lord's life. I think most of us are under the age of 30. But I've been intrigued by that thought. What was happening in those first 30 years of the Lord's life that Scripture is silent on? What was happening? What was taking place during that time in the Lord's life? There was fellowship with His Father. He was delighting the heart of His Father as a man on this earth, as a humble man on this earth. We're told in the first epistle of John, it says, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We have fellowship with God concerning His Son, Jesus Christ. We have a common interest with God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And this fellowship is a very daily thing. It starts in the morning, and it's perhaps a good habit that the Lord is the first person that we talk to each day that we wake up. The alarm goes off, we roll over on our beds. That's a good opportunity to just say good morning to the Lord. Don't mean that in a casual way. Say good morning to the Lord and thank Him for His mercies that are fresh that morning. Let's connect this with a couple of verses in Hebrews chapter 13. We'll read verses 15 and 16. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Well, the only thought I have here is that the giving of spiritual sacrifices is connected with the giving of material substance. If there's one, there should be the other. They both go together. And I would suggest that's maybe why we have the collection and the breaking of bread. That's a meeting for worship. It's appropriate that we also give something of our material substance during that meeting. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let's look at a different side of things. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2 says, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Well, this verse would maybe encourage us to share the Word of God with others, maybe unbelievers, maybe believers. We should look for these kind of opportunities. And the opportunities might not necessarily always come in the way that we want them to, but we're told to be instant, both in season as well as out of season. Opportunities like this might come in a private setting, one-on-one, if you will. I think the Lord almost does more work in a private way than He does in a public way. But that's not to neglect the public ministry. And I guess in saying that, I'm talking to my fellow younger brothers. If we're asked to speak maybe in a gospel or a Sunday school, that's an opportunity to share the Word. That's an opportunity to share the Word. The Lord's not necessarily looking for the most gifted speakers. I have to say I've been tremendously helped by comments that have been offered up by brothers who you wouldn't say are necessarily great or eloquent speakers. Preach the Word. I might also add that it's a healthy habit to get together with our other young people, our peers, and study the Word of God together, discuss the Word of God. There can be real blessing in that when the Word of God is open. It's kind of an exercising thing when we sit down with a few people, maybe our own age, and look around and we realize that none of us really know a whole lot about the Word of God. And the older brothers aren't here to explain it to us. It's an opportunity to share what we've learned with others and to dig a little bit for ourselves and to make it our own. Let's read a verse in 1 Corinthians 13. We'll connect two passages here in closing. And verse 9. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. 1 Peter chapter 4. We'll read the verses that Caleb Connor read at the outset of the open meeting. And verse 10. As every man hath received the gift, or a gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Here's that word stewardship again. The Lord has entrusted each one of us who are saved with a spiritual gift. And that begs the question, what is a spiritual gift? I've enjoyed the thought, and it goes like this. It's not my own thought. I heard this thought from someone else. But a spiritual gift is the expression of an impression. God puts an impression on our hearts to do something for Him, maybe to serve Him or minister in a certain capacity or in a certain way. We should respond to that kind of thing. And it's been said many times by our older brethren that we shouldn't be concerned with or occupied with the gift that the Lord maybe has given to us, trying to figure out just what it is. We should get used to saying, yes, Lord. That's what someone told me once about 5 years ago. Don't be worried about trying to figure out what the gift is that you have. Just say yes, Lord, to the opportunities that He gives you, maybe to do a little work for Him. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. None of us has it all. We're young people. And even of the older ones, they don't have it all. We have just a part, and a very small part at best. But the part that we have could be used for the blessing of other people. I hope these thoughts and these verses that we looked at will give us a little motivation to maybe go back home to our local assemblies and try to encourage our brethren there. We went to meeting this last Wednesday night in Spokane for the prayer and the reading, and we left on Thursday morning and flew down here. But after the meeting on Wednesday night, there was a brother there, older brother, who wasn't going to the conference here. And he said, bring something back to encourage us here in Spokane. Bring something back to encourage us here in Spokane or in your local assembly. And it's amazing how a young person who's involved can bring a lot of refreshment and vibrance to a local assembly. Let's pray.